Hello and welcome to the Geekery. My name is Matt Chapman. As always, I'm joined by the two funniest motherfuckers I've ever met, Chris Scott and Willie Prince.
I am hilarious.
Hey!
Chris, does it offend you when I call you a motherfucker?
It should, but we're in a time, I guess, where you hear it and it's like, oh, motherfucker.
Would fatherfucker be more appropriate?
That offends me more.
I thought it might. It sounded more offensive when I said it.
Yeah, like that offends me way more than motherfucker. It's like the Louis C.K. joke all over again. It's like there's an article of clothing out there that people casually refer to as wife beaters,
named after domestic abuse. Yeah. Right on. I'm sure it doesn't offend you when I call you.
Oh, no, I've literally fucked a mother, so I mean, it's true, so it's like, what can you do?
I have not, but I have had sex with a father.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a father fucker.
Yeah, that's crazy.
See?
That's insane.
You I didn't really have a point fucker. To make, I just want to make the father fucker joke.
You know, there was an album from Peaches named Father Fucker.
Really?
Yeah.
An album.
Yeah.
Called Father Fucker?
Called Father Fucker.
Wow.
She is, all, of course, the same artist who did Fuck the Pain Away. That song.
Well, of course.
I feel like I like this artist.
I love that song, Fuck the Pain Away, and I actually like her debut album, Peaches. Or Teaches of Peaches, excuse me. The Teaches of Peaches.
Teaches of Peaches.
Yeah.
Teaches of Peaches. Teaches for me.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to stop this before that happens.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing now. That's a thing.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having difficulty coming up with the right way to ask it, but do you guys have any, like, weird rituals that you do that seem weird, but in the back of your mind, you know that the situation is probably never going to come up that you would need to do this thing, but you
okay
do it anyway.
Okay, here's the thing that I do quite often. Say I'm, and this is not even a ritual; it's just a thing that I like to do. Say I'm peeing at in the bathroom, which is where you do that thing, peeing in the toilet. And I like to flush before I'm all the way done, so I can try to get done. Like, I don't know what it is, but I like to flush before I'm done peeing. So that
you're like just guessing your time. Like, did you gauge the time right?
Like,
is my dick gonna stop having pee coming out?
I'm gonna be done peeing by the time that water is like completely done flushing.
Well, you have to have come across situations where I have noticed that when I'm here, where I'm like, you're peeing, it's flushed, and I'm like. He didn't even have time to, like, stop.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I'm so
glad you noticed that.
Here's what's funny. That's weird that you noticed that.
Well, I mean, it's just he pees all the time when we're here. You can, his house is like you can hear everything that happens in it.
No, yeah.
So like I can, it's loud and clear. I can hear the peeing happening.
Yeah. Well, so here's my question, because that's something that I have done. It's not like something that I do.
I do it quite a bit. I don't know.
It's
why.
Something that I've done.
It's a thing.
But how often do you run into now you feel like you need to flush the toilet again?
I was going to ask that, because you have to have come across that situation a number of times where you misjudged it, and
it's
now
just
you just peed into a clean bowl.
And now the pee is just there.
Normally I'll wash my hands. And then, like, wait for the toilet to be done, like, filling up the bag, and I'll just pee. I'll just flush it again.
I'll pee again.
Well, see, because there's, like, it's a lose-lose. You have two options. You either leave pee in your toilet, which, I mean, probably is the better option, because, you know, it's, like, not very much pee in the water. Or you just waste the water by flushing the toilet all over again for, like, a couple drops of pee.
Yeah.
Well, anybody who's in your house thinks that there was a floater left behind.
On the same
trend, and I feel like everyone does this, and it can't just be me, but if you feel like you're going to take the most wicked of shits,
right,
you take a little bit of toilet paper and then you put it into the toilet to like kind of soften
like you're trying to catch
it makes sense in my mind. There's no splashback.
Oh,
so there's no splashback. It makes perfect sense.
You think the toilet paper is just gonna hang out there, like it's not going to submerge?
It's worked before in my past, and maybe it's a weird ritual, but if I know this is gonna be like a really rough one, like a little bit of toilet paper in the toilet first, then I'll shit, the toilet paper will catch it. There's
no. Well, here's my question. Are you talking about like you just lay it down in the water, or are you draping like a hanging hammock for the shit? Like,
there's no hammock situation.
Okay.
Like,
how much toilet paper are we
doing? Not that much. It's like part of it is like on the side of the bowl so it doesn't all sink down.
Have you mentioned this recently? Because here's the weird thing is I feel like I've heard this conversation about someone putting toilet paper in the toilet when they shit.
So it is from side down side. Like you do it across like no, like almost like a net.
It's not from the top of the bowl.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's anyway. What's a thing?
Does it still work even if it's just like barely enough to cover the water? I mean, that's probably sufficient. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work.
So you got to use like a lot.
Not a lot, but like enough. It's down to a science.
So I mean, I'll show you. So probably like whenever we like say if you go into a restroom and there's like a big thing of fucking toilet paper, because I feel like people do this and just fucking overboard the shit. No,
they probably overboard it.
And then don't flush the toilet because it's like you go in and you're like, there's all this toilet paper in the toilet, but then also you shit right on top of that, so I don't know what you were doing. Like,
yeah, that's going overboard. My way is just not that much toilet paper, enough to just soften the blow. It's good. So those are my weird bathroom
rituals. And this is for the sake of the people in your house, like near you?
No, he has more toilet water on his ass.
Water on my ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, I thought you were like trying to soften the sound.
No, you can listen to the bloop, bloop, bloop all day long. I don't care about your feelings.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
I just don't want toilet water up my bum. So those are my weird bathroom rituals.
That's about interesting. It. Not what I was going for, but interesting.
Yeah, you know, what I would do is just like wipe the water off of me if it had.
I don't know. I just don't want toilet water. I don't. It's.
I mean, I get you.
I mean, it's clean.
Well, right now, especially, I have like that blue stuff in the toilet. That's chemically. I don't want. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't want no chemicals. On your ass. I don't want any chemicals.
Why would you want chemicals on your asshole?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's something.
But the one that I think is more relatable is the peeing and trying to beat the toilet, like flush and trying to.
That one I have done before. I can't say I've ever tried to soften the stool at the bottom. No,
the peeing I've done that where I flushed it. I mean, it's not like I haven't done it a lot of times, but I have like flushed while I was still peeing.
I feel like that's like I'm in a hurry situation, and it's like, all right, if I flush now, then everything's finishing all at once, and I'm fucking ready to rock and roll.
I guess I'm just always in a hurry, so I'm just like, it's just become second nature to me, where I'm just like flush, like as I'm still peeing. So,
well, how often do you have to reflush, or are you fucking not very timed often? Up?
Like, I time it really. You know well, your actually. Stream like, that I well know, now. Like. I'm coming up to the end here. Flush.
Interesting. Well, I mean, yeah, I can guess my stream. I mean, how long it's going to take, I guess.
We've gotten to the point where we're talking about piss now.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Well, you
I brought it up.
Yeah, yeah, like we jumped right into talking about piss.
Not much of a lead up to the piss.
Yeah, just happened.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I do have those situations in the morning where I could never ever guess because just when I think I'm going to be done pissing.
Oh, right.
That it's like, oh, here comes the reserve.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. That actually reminds me of something funny that I seen a picture I'll have to show you that was on Facebook earlier, but it was like ways to pee with morning wood. And it was like a hair dryer is like, because, you know, you're streaming up, you know, so it's like one was like you use a hair dryer and you like blow it back down to the toilet. Like another one, it showed them they had like a cape on and they were just laying on the toilet.
Yeah,
like.
So you can still lean that though.
Yeah, usually it's just a lean, like a far lean over the toilet.
Yeah,
right
situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes if you got to go, I mean, if you're pointing too much, because I mean, it points itself. You know, if you're pointing too much, I mean.
You know, just pee in the shower.
You know, well, that's true, too. Oh, speaking of peeing in the shower, I read this weird thing. I don't remember where I saw it. Probably on Reddit. But someone mentioned how their friend or someone had told them about peeing in the sink. How, like...
What does that do?
Peeing in the sink, I guess, is better or easier or more comfortable or what, however they were thinking about it than peeing in the toilet. So this person was like, now... I just pee in the sink.
How is it easier, though?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not in their brain. I just read what they typed. But imagine this. You have a friend that comes over to your house and is just like, well, I'm going to go take a pee.
Oh, a friend who pees in the sink?
Pees in your sink.
We're going to have words.
I agree. Don't be, hey, no.
Especially in your house, it'd be like, I didn't hear any pee splashes.
See, it's in like, that case, it may be like, I got to go, hey, I'm going to go drop a tube. But instead, they're just peeing in your sink. Because I'm pretty sure if you're the type that pees in the sink, you've came across that situation like, well, what? They're not going to hear the water. Like,
yeah.
He didn't flush, obviously.
Yeah.
What about fucking flushing?
I bet they flushed.
They're still wasting water. I was thinking, what benefits could that be? I was thinking saving water. Yeah. I mean, you're obviously not going to be flushing. You're just going to be rinsing out the sink.
Well, I mean, for all I know, they may not give a shit. They may not flush. They may just be like, whatever, and just walk out. And the next person walks in and is like, where'd the pee go?
You just don't invite that person over to your house.
But you don't know who it is.
Yeah, you don't know that they're... I mean, unless
you put it together. Like, unless it's gotten around, like, the circle of friends that you hang out with. Like, oh, Joe, he pees in sinks.
Yeah, he's going to
pee. Then you're just like, no, he's blacklisted from everybody's house. Joe becomes no one's friend. Like, he loses friends. So, sorry, yeah, Joe.
That's true. Well, you know, Chris kind of jumped into his bathroom habits.
Well, bathroom rituals.
Hey, guys. We're all piss, shit, and boners. That's what we're about, apparently.
Yeah, so these with funny illustrations are... And they're all like a naked dude, you know, because, you know, he just woke up ready to pee. One is the tube. He's got like a... I don't know, I guess like whatever, any sort of tube, like rubber tube or whatever. You just feed one end down to the toilet. The other one, you just right on the tip and just funnel it down that way. That's called the tube. The other one is the Superman. That's the one where he's still naked, only wearing a cape, though. And he's just laying across the toilet with his dick pointed down into it. We've got the handstand. You know, hey, just flip it upside down, point down. The frog.
It's a dangerous game.
The frog is weird. He's like sitting on the toilet like he'd be shitting, but leaning over.
So I have a mental image.
Point down into the thing. We've got the lunge. It's like on one knee, peeing into the thing. And the blow dryer, which is where you just redirect the stream.
How about just like, just aim it?
Well, you know, I mean, what if you got like a raging hard on? Like, what if it's not like just a little bit of morning wood? What if it's like, boom, like you can't bend it, it's there, this is what the fuck it's doing right now.
Yeah, that
happens, you know.
I feel quite uncomfortable.
To me, it's always the like forehead against the wall behind the toilet, like leaned over that far.
Right, yeah, like, yeah. Like, you're about to slip and fall because you're leaning.
I want this to end because I'm about to die.
I have my medicine cabinet like right above my toilet. So there's really not that much room to like lean forward. It's weird.
So you just torque it in whatever direction it needs to go?
I just have to aim it. You just gotta aim it.
Word.
There you go.
And then flush before you're all the way done.
Willie, you have any weird rituals that you can think of?
I'm trying to think, like, honestly, about the most I came up with was like, I check to make sure I have all of my shit a lot before I leave. That's way less interesting.
That's not weird.
I know. Yeah. Well, but I'm talking like a lot. Like before I leave in the morning, probably like 6 or 7 times I've checked to make sure I'm not forgetting my wallet, my keys, my sunglasses. Like every time I leave. And it's not, I know I have it.
Do you have like a 10-point check system?
Basically, yes. All right. Yeah, and that's the thing. I keep doing it, even though I know 5 minutes ago I checked it and I was good then. But now it's like, oh fuck, am I still good? Yeah, I'm still good.
No one's lifting anything off of me.
Yeah.
I ask you this because I was thinking about this the other day. This weird ritual that I still do, like it was, I did it a lot when I smoked cigarettes. Every time when I smoked cigarettes, anytime that I had gone to a store and was, you know, had to go inside to whatever store I was going to, especially if it's like a Walmart or some sort of a department store, or grocery store, anything like that. You know, if it was a gas station or something, not so much. But anytime I went to a pretty big store, I would always make sure I had my cigarettes and lighter with me and cell phone. Mm-hmm. I'm from Enid, so the crime rate is so low that taking your cell phone in isn't as much of a necessity as it is, you know, in Tulsa.
Right.
So, but yeah, cell phone, cigarettes, lighter, always take them inside with me. The reason was, and almost every time this thought went through my head, is what if some sort of a diehard situation goes down and I don't have my cigarettes? I'm gonna want to be able to smoke if I'm for hours trapped in this place.
Okay.
Where gunmen are holding us hostage, or you know, weather situations or whatever. But right. That was not really ever the first thing. It's a what this happens gunman. If a Home Alone convenience or in a grocery store situation happens.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna want to be able to be comfortable if I'm having to, you know. In that situation, I'm going to be all right smoking inside of this place.
Okay.
It's always weird. And I was thinking about this the other day because I was going into the store and I grabbed my vapor stick, my electronic cigarette, and I was like, why would I even... I'm not even going to use this inside. And then I was like, oh, because it's such a freaking habit of mine, because if this place is, you know, hijacked...
Right.
I'm going to want to be prepared.
Yeah, but they won't let you smoke.
Oh, I mean,
if you never know.
I'm sure if I'm in a situation, they're not going to care. Like if they're like,
they may. Like,
I mean, sure, maybe.
Don't move.
There is a situation, but I'm willing to take the risk of having my cigarettes with me.
Are you going to ask them? Can I have a cigarette?
I'm just going to start smoking.
If they're like, don't reach for that. Like,
I always imagined it was a situation where they didn't actually have their gun on me. Like, I was in the place.
Like, he's hiding somewhere. Like, fuck, I hope I don't get caught. Better smoke this cigarette.
better send up the smoke signal. Yeah. In my mind, okay, so this has always been a thought that I've had since I was a kid. Not the cigarette part, but the part where it was like, when I'm going through a grocery store, I'm noticing things that I could use to thwart the thieves in the Home Alone situation.
Okay. Not so much thwart thieves, but Brooke and I, my roommate, have started to go, whenever we go grocery shopping or just to any store, like department store or grocery store, we now look around at items that we could potentially use as weapons in case we need to. Like, we're like, okay, this would be perfect.
See, for me, it wasn't so much weapons as much as traps. Like, I would just be like, well, this oil would be just right here at the end of the thing. I just, you know, spill it on the ground, and if they're running after me, then they're going to slip.
Yeah.
Obviously. And then, you know, they're going to fall, and then this thing is going to fall on them. You know, that kind of thing. And, since I was a kid, I've always...
I feel like all kids want to be in that Home Alone situation. Like, all kids want to be like, I got to protect my home with, like, really wacky traps. It'll be fun.
Most kids grow out of it, though. Yeah, that's true. Apparently I didn't.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of fun.
About the closest I have to that is... I'll check my exits, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to know how to get where I need to go if the shit hits the fan. That's about it. Like, if I'm going to be in a place for a long time, I'll be like, all right, where's my outs? Well, I know the one I came into.
That's more of a preparedness situation, though, than...
Well, I mean, that's true.
And I get that, and yeah, that is something that most people probably don't do, check for their exits. But that's smart, whereas mine is just like... Just in case. Right. Just in case I need these.
Here's something that's kind of close to that. Whenever I worked at a coffee shop and I had to do something like filling up a big bucket or like a big tub full of hot water for like making a batch of tea or what have you, I would think to myself, man, this would be a bad time if someone decided to come up and fuck with me right now. Like every time.
Like, like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High situation?
Yes. Every time though, I'm like filling it up, I'm like, it's be a bad time because I'm just gonna like.
I can just imagine you like this. You're like, nobody fuck with me.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's something like probably everyone has done at one point. You know, you're walking into your house, it's fucking dark, or you're walking outside, it's like dark as hell, there's no lights, and you walk through and you're like, man. Sure glad I took those karate lessons, you know, or like, good thing I got this gun in case somebody was dumb enough to be in here.
Yeah. I gotta tighten my black belt right now.
Right.
Like, I don't know why, I just never fail. And mostly I would be closing the shop, so like not very many people will be around, like lingering customers, like the creepy customers who just don't know when to leave.
Right.
So like I'd be making coffee, like a big batch of cold brew coffee for the next morning, like using hot water to brew it, and like I just
say hot water to brew cold brew coffee.
That's where I was at. Yeah,
it steeps in the hot water overnight. Like, you just leave it in the big thing.
That's not cold.
Yeah, that's not that. It's called wrong things.
I know. It's weird.
Anyway.
We cold brew our cold brew with hot water.
It's weird. Anyway, it makes a toddy. Anyway, so I've used the hot water to do this. Because the trick is, you're supposed to use actually filtered cold water. But
right,
to,
yeah, right, no, water,
to speed up time,
right, cold so water so with it, cold brew.
Nope, just but to speed up time. Say I was supposed to do this a long time ago, but I didn't have that much time. I would use hot water to speed along.
So this was you slacking.
Yep.
Oh, okay. See, you started playing it off like, no, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's how you do.
You hot brew, cold brew coffee.
Okay, so wake up time. Yes, you do.
That's just called doing. Brewing coffee.
Yeah, letting it get cold.
You're cooling off coffee.
That's what people throw out. I don't know.
Anyway, the way I did it, I made good tasting cold brew coffee, even though it was hot brewed. Anyway.
Yeah, you don't call it cold brew.
Anyway. So it would take a lot of water to do this. So big bucket of water and all the while filling up the thing. Just, I actually, part of me wasn't like, don't fuck with me. Part of me was like, I wish someone would right now. I want to scald someone.
I was
going to
say, a lot of times that's kind of my thing is like, I wish a motherfucker would.
No, like right then. I was like, I wish one of these weird people who decides not to leave the shop right now.
Oh, you got something to come, say?
Yeah. Although one time I did see a lesbian couple make out in front of me, like full on.
That's awesome.
It was crazy. I don't know. I think they didn't know that I was gay. So
what does that have?
Well, I thought they were like trying to get attention. No, they were trying to get attention from me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I was like, that was
no. I turn around and like they asked for a coffee, like just a small coffee. So I turn around and get it, and I turn around. And they're like just full on attacking each other, like
they making just out. Love each other.
And I was like, ladies, let's not do this. Like, because you're embarrassing me and you're embarrassing.
What did you actually say?
You should have just
gone. Like, here's your drink.
No, I was just like,
said it there.
That'll be 201.
You should have just turned around with your sassiest,
Yeah.
They would have been like, oh, we're barking up the wrong tree.
Maybe they were. Maybe they were like, maybe this could be a threesome situation.
God damn it, Chris.
What? Well, it could have been a threesome situation, but hey, I'm not into that.
I was recently thinking about that situation, about how I used to do that, and how it bled from my childhood, and It's interesting because I've always been like I've always wanted to like be a storyteller, to tell stories, to do something. I want to be a filmmaker. I've wanted to be a filmmaker for a long time, which clearly I failed at. But I still consider myself an aspiring filmmaker. Like maybe one day I'll do it. Or maybe I'll be 90 on my deathbed and I'll still be that aspiring filmmaker who just hadn't made his film.
I feel like you will make your film someday.
I really hope so.
I feel like you're gonna Kevin Smith this thing. You're gonna make your film.
Yeah,
I want to be
6 years too late to be Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I want to be a screenwriter. Like I want to write screenplays. Growing up, but actually, what I really want to do, like as a kid, and this stems from I remember the first movie that kind of got this into my brain, Home Alone. Since we mentioned that, I saw Home Alone, and at that point, I want to be an actor. Like whenever, as a family, we would watch Home Alone, I knew Macaulay Culkin's lines by heart and on the beat. Like, I knew every line. Like, I would watch it and just, like, repeat after just the movie and want to be, like, an actor. Nice. I missed the boat on that. I no longer want to be an actor. My nerves are too shot for that. Too nervous for things like that. Now, I just want to retire and be a teacher.
Retire and then be a teacher?
Yes, exactly.
Retire from what?
Retire from my life right now and be like, get my career going.
That's backwards.
This is the dude who hot brews cold brew coffee.
That's true.
To save time. Yes.
To save time, I would retire first. And then I'm going to start my career.
So get that whole retirement out of the way.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be like, I wanted to be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. My dad was a cop, so for a long time I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to be a comedian. I remember specifically the moment where I was like, I want to tell jokes. I want to be a comedian. Looking back, I wasn't that funny back then, but maybe I just knew my parents were divorced and I'm fat. I'm destined to...
I'm clearly going to be a clown.
I'm going to try to make people laugh all the time.
I like to think that I'm funny, but my parents always told me that I'm not funny. Like, whenever I try to tell a joke, they were like, you're not funny. Like, you should not do that.
I think you're funny. I said up top, you guys are two of the funniest motherfuckers
I know. Callback, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're very funny. I mean, I say I wouldn't hang out with you. That's not true. I'd hang out with you, but I certainly wouldn't sit around weekly and have conversations with you like this.
If I were part of the opposite of funny, like an Eeyore situation. Eeyore, the character. Like
just, no bother.
Yeah. Why do they hang out with him? Why do they invite him to things?
Why do you gotta hate on Eeyore just because he's sad?
How come everybody who doesn't do things exactly the way you think they should is like, well, that person's not my friend?
No, he takes shits on everything that they do and nothing is good enough. Like, he's just... No,
he's not good enough. He's always on board with them. I'll do it. I'll probably mess
it up. I would stop asking him to do stuff. Like, I'd be like, okay, if you're going to be this way about it, you're not going to be really excited about it, no.
I'm glad to have you as a friend, because
That's what I'm thinking this whole time.
what you should want to do is go, no, Eeyore, that was fantastic. No. You did was great.
I would do that.
How about you do this other thing, and you're going to be great at it?
I would do that in the beginning. Like, I would be like, try to turn this situation around, be very, very supportive, but if he keeps on this trend of the same thing, then no. I'd be like, no, you're just going to be this way.
You're aware that that kind of attitude doesn't just cure mental disorders, right?
That's true.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, I'd say honestly, I can't really argue too much with that. Obviously you want to try to support them, but I mean, there's people that I've dealt with in life that's like, eventually it's just like, okay, your fucking attitude is too much that I just can't deal with you anymore.
Yeah, it's like rabbit.
Like I would want to help you, tried to help you, have decided now I can't help you, so later.
Deuces.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would try a lot. Like, you would keep trying.
Yeah.
Like, keep trying. But then at some point, you gotta write it off. Give it several years, and nothing changes. Then you're just like...
Well, clearly they like him. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't hang out with him, I would think.
That's true. I mean, he does bring something to the party, I guess.
I guess I've been friends with, like, close friends with people who are just, like, often depressed.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, deal with them well, I guess.
See, well, that's the thing for me, though, is like, I have a lot of friends that, you know, whatever, deal with depression, that sort of stuff, but it's not an all the time
type thing. That's true.
Most people go through phases, like, they'll be fine for a while, and then they get depressed, you're like, oh, no, it's good, but if it was like, every fucking time I talk to you, you're like, there's no point in anything, I'd be like, alright, nice knowing you, have a good one.
Also, I just have a thing with Winnie the Pooh, because I wouldn't want to hang out with Winnie the Pooh either.
Oh, you're weird.
He doesn't... Out of all of them,
I thought you liked bears.
Out of all of them, I'd much rather hang out with Piglet.
Really?
Why?
The twink?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's not... What? Out of all of them, Piglet's the twink? And
the pink twink?
The small isn't little... Twink,
isn't that tall, though? Tall and skinny?
No.
Or no?
Just...
Twinks are small.
Twinks can be small. They can be tall. They can... Twinks come in all shapes and sizes, not really.
Well, just like one general shape.
Okay, I'm saying, like, there's...
I don't know how...
No.
Everyone's a twink?
I would much... I'd rather be friends with... In that whole situation, I'd rather be friends with Rue. Or...
I can get on board with that.
Rue was awesome. Rue is the shit. Or Piglet. Or even Rabbit on some occasions.
Tigger.
Oh, Tigger all day long, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's, like, clearly the answer.
Not all day long, because it's the same thing with Eeyore. His attitude, at some point, you got to calm down. I'm sorry. You're going to have to
pull it back. You know how you're always trying to have fun? Stop that.
No, it's not always trying to have
fun.
Fuck you. It's like, you know how you're always just bouncing off the walls? Maybe we can just sit and have a conversation. Maybe we can just talk. Maybe we can just, like, sit and watch a TV show. Maybe we can just do other things rather than you jump around all the time.
Do you think Tigger's, like, a meth junkie now?
I would like to think not.
Like, these days, does he look really terrible? Like, some of his hair is falling out. It's like... I don't know how you sustain that over time.
I mean, I think...
Clearly, he had help with his energy.
I mean, I think... obviously, he just...
Maybe it was Adderall?
Honey. Maybe it was the honey.
You think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
My question, the real question I have for that is, What kind of fucked up kid imagines all of these disorders on their toys?
Right? It's like, I've got Eeyore. He's clinically depressed.
Oh, he's always depressed. He's never happy.
Tigger's just manic.
I was going to say, that's funny that we're talking about, because I feel like I've seen something online not that long ago that was talking about that, like just how they're all fucked in the head. There's like, that each one is a different mental disorder.
Right. Like, just super nervous. Like, just... Rue is actually okay. Yeah. Rue is pretty fine. Maybe, like, separation anxiety.
Rue represents Christopher Robin. Like, that is the...
Oh.
Like, that is his...
Wait, how can Rue represent Christopher Robin? Christopher Robin is there.
But in his mind, Rue takes... Like, he gives Rue the traits of himself.
Okay. I can see that. But yeah, Rue's on point.
I think Kanga and Rue are both... They're both normal and fine. Probably Chris Robin in his mind.
Yeah.
The meditation there that in his brain. But yeah, it's just like, all right, kid, so all of your animals, all your stuffed animals are just really fucked up.
I didn't give any personality to my stuffed animals at all. Like, they're just there. Although I did have one stuffed animal that loved above all the others, and it was a stuffed brown bear. He was named Brown Bear. Best stuffed animal ever. Awesome.
So I was looking up and I found here, and they talk about Kanga Rue, but they don't ever just talk about Rue. They say she has social anxiety disorder, specifically overprotective mothering.
I can see that.
And then there's Owl, who has dyslexia.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It is quite clear that he is dyslexic. Dyslexic. Yeah. I feel like they spelled that wrong. However, it should be said that he is extremely bright despite his disorder.
Yeah, he's the only one of them that can read, but he can't really read.
Like, what's the story on this fucking, on the little mole guy? They show him in the picture. What is he? A little digger animal? Who is that?
Like a gopher?
Yeah, probably a gopher. I guess they don't have him
listed. He was in the, like, I remember him in the cartoon, but I don't really remember him very well.
So... Christopher Robin suffers from schizophrenia.
Because of all of these.
The imagination of Robin often manifests itself through auditory hallucinations where all of the above-mentioned characters are formed in his mind.
Wait, what is Winnie the Pooh's issue?
He's addicted. Yeah, which one?
He's overeater and he is addicted to... Honey is what I would assume are his things.
Yeah, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It is likely that he suffers from the inattentive subtype where a patient exhibits careless and indifferent behavior towards his peers without exhibiting narcissism. Impulsivity with obsessive fixations. He is obsessed with honey. He grabs it everywhere he can, is even prepared to take risk in order to acquire it. This fixation has also contributed to his obesity. And then there is the obsessive compulsive disorder. He exhibits repetitive counting. On top of that, because he suffers from OCD in combination with ADHD, which could eventually contribute to Tourette syndrome in later life. So apparently, Winnie the Pooh is...
Winnie's an old stuffed Pooh is going to be like, oh, bother, fuck!
I thought Tourette's was neurological. You can't develop. Like that.
I don't know. I mean,
well, maybe there's Tourette's and maybe there's Tourette syndrome. Maybe there's two different things. I don't know.
Yes. Because there was this kid in my high school. I might have told the story before. He had Tourette's where it was just like his thing was he would grunt, like just like a loud grunt. I was in a photography class, which we had a dark room. So I go in there to develop my pictures. I didn't hear anyone else come in. So I think he was already in there, but I did not see anyone else in there. And I'm going about my business. I don't hear any feet shuffling. I'm just doing my thing. And then I hear a loud grunt next to me. So I'm immediately like, oh, fuck, I'm about to die. This is it. Okay. This is all she wrote. It's also really popular, which is weird. Like, I mean, I guess he can be popular and have Tourette's, but it was just strange how popular he was. I don't know. It sounds bad what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not saying he can't be popular. I'm saying it's surprising that he's popular.
It's weird that all those kids accepted him despite his flaws.
It wasn't my friend, but...
That's clear.
I know.
Well, he was a grade below me, too, so...
Also, he's different.
Well, no, he's just a grade below me, so I don't hang out with people who are below me. Huh. I didn't hang out with underclassmen.
So, anyway, I wanted to be a comedian. This is where somehow we got there from where I wanted to be a comedian.
It was 2:10.
I remember at one point I wanted to work a McDonald's drive-thru. Like, I don't know, I was like 5 or 6. I was just like, yeah, I want to do that. Look at that person. They got the food and the toys and the...
Yeah, these people got the power.
Yeah, they do have it all.
They got free reign of the play place. Come on.
I can't wait till I grow up so I can be the McDonald's guy.
Do you still have play places?
Some places.
Huh. I've only done the play place once.
Once ever?
Once ever. I don't know. We just didn't do that very often in my family. We didn't like go and play there. We didn't go inside. And I don't know. So I've only done it like one time.
We should go to the play place sometime.
No, I think we're too old now.
No, you're little.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that creepy gay guy who's playing that play place.
Who does?
Yeah.
Well, some do, actually.
That's the scary thing. Some do. Some creepy, not even gay, just some creepy old men want to be in the play place.
It's weird.
Later, I wanted to be a youth pastor.
Okay.
Or pastor, preacher altogether. Like, I was like, yes, I'm going to... Called. I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to tell people about the Lord.
You got called?
I got called. Then I wanted to be a wrestler. And that took up a lot of my junior high and high school wanting to do that. Not high school, I guess. Mostly junior high. I wanted to be a wrestler. And I read all the books I could about it. What's interesting is I was like, yeah, and then I could be like a preacher and a wrestler. Like... Yeah, and I had this whole plan. I was going to be the wrestler. I was also going to be a preacher where I preach on Sundays, but I also wrestle.
Sunday morning sermon to Monday Night Raw.
Right. Only one Sunday a month would I not be able to attend, and that's what I'm at the pay-per-view, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. And then a guy came through our church. And we were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to be a preacher, or at least, you know, youth pastor, a preacher, or something. And I said, I also want to be a wrestler. He's like, that's really cool. It's a good idea. And I told him all about it. He's like, yeah, that's great. You know who you need to email? I met Ted DiBiase one day. And he was like, I met Ted DiBiase. He's really cool. He's a Christian. He loves Jesus, and he's of course, the $1 million man.
I was going to say, $1 million man. Yeah.
Yeah, Ted DiBiase.
Right.
And I was like, you know, that's a great idea. He's like, yeah, you should email him. He gave me his email address. Emailed Ted DiBiase. I was like, hey, listen, this is my plan. I want to be a wrestler. I want to be a preacher. I want to tell people about God while wrestling, while kicking some ass. Didn't say it like that necessarily, but I was just like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. It's like, I'm so passionate about this. I promise in the next few years you're going to see me and you're going to, you know, you're going to know that I'm preaching the word of God from the squared circle, you know?
From right up on the top turnbuckle.
Yeah, up on the turnbuckle. Tell me about the word. Tell them about the word. And so
what was your finishing move going to be?
You
had one.
It varied.
you just got baptized.
Well, I developed a persona called Flood. It wasn't really a religious thing. I developed that separate from that, and then I decided I wanted to combine the preaching. I had a couple. One of them was a chokeslam from the turnbuckle onto the outside of the ring.
Okay.
Like, just like really far down.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know.
I remember. What was another one? There was...
Did you come up with a good name for it? That's what I'm wondering. Like, did you... I guess it wasn't really
descent,
Christian.
Descent from Heaven.
Ah. Whoa.
But there was another one. Oh, it was called Floodgates. It was I remember. It was like a pump handle, you know, when you put their arm underneath their leg, you hold their arm, other arm back, you pump handle them up onto your shoulder. Well, this was going to be like a pump handle up into like a, like you can do a pump handle where their like legs go on like a power bomb where the legs go over your shoulders, and then I was gonna grab them by their throat, swing them around, bam, onto the mat. Right. It was gonna be a floodgate.
Okay. Okay.
It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, it was good stuff. Anyway, so Ted DiBiase emails me back.
Okay.
He's like, Matt, I'm glad you wanna, you know, preach the word of God. She'll never be a wrestler with the WWF. WWF back then. World Wrestling Federation before those fucking World Wildlife Fund. We got the pandas, panda fuckers.
I came and stole the WWE now, yeah. Like nobody knows your shit for WWF. Nobody cares about Wildlife Foundation.
Panda fuckers came through and stole the F.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
I always wondered.
They had to get rid of it. That's why it turned into World Wrestling Entertainment.
Because of the website. Like, it was a website situation.
Okay.
Because they both wanted WWF.com.
Okay.
And so it was ordered that the...
Well, isn't WWF like the... I'm using it as the Wildlife Foundation. Aren't they non-profit? Or are they not non-profit?
I don't know. I just know that they have the trademark or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway. Ted DiBiase's like, you'll never wrestle in the WWF.
But here's my question. Did he lead into anything on this, or was he just like a giant cocksucker? Was like, oh, look, this kid is sending me an email and he's interested in wrestling. Hey, Matt, it's never going to fucking happen.
Pretty much a cocksucker. He was like, I'm glad you're interested in the Word of God, but Vince McMahon is a terrible human being, and you'll never make it in the WWF, and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And basically just like shattering my dreams. I was just like, wow, this is terrible. Like, I was distraught. Like,
this is the Million Dollar Man. This is the Million Dollar Man. In life. Like, I fail at dreaming about this.
So, yeah. So later, so I grow out of the wrestling thing. I'm no longer watching wrestling. My friend, Sean, he invites me over one day. He's like, hey, you want to come over and watch wrestling? I was like, yeah. You know, I've kept up a little. I've watched a little bit. I've read a little bit about it. I'm into that. I come over. I go over to his house. I'm watching it. Who fuck walks up on stage? The fucking Million Dollar Man. I was like, that son of a bitch told me I shouldn't do it and I couldn't do it. Like, he was very adamant, you should not, do not become a wrestler. Do not do it. Do not work with the WWF. Blah, blah, blah. So on and so forth. And then he's on there. I'm like, that motherfucker. I was so pissed. Even though, you know, I was no longer distraught about it. I was way past wanting to be a preacher. Way past wanting to be a wrestler. I didn't want those things anymore.
But this cocksucker.
That son of a bitch had the balls to tell me to give up the dream. He's fucking there. Oh, it pissed me off so bad.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I would say he was probably right. And, well, not like, oh, you would just suck and you couldn't make it, but as far as Vince McMahon being a terrible human being and their organization not being one you would ever want to work for, especially since now we've seen, like, all the wrestlers that have died or killed themselves, you know, all the craziness, and talking about their work schedules and having to be pilled out all the time to be able to wrestle that often and shit.
Yeah, so no, like, and I do get that, and yeah, there part of me is like, yeah, he's probably right about that. But there are softer ways than just give up your dream. You're not going to do that.
If your message is okay, just deliver it less asshole-ish.
Right. Yes, it was, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Or maybe he was like, oh, fuck. That's a great idea. I don't want the competition from this guy. Hey, that's ignorant. It's never going to work. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I also had dreams writing the next great American novel.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't think I ever will, but I would like to write a really good novel. And then, like, years later, you know...
Do you have a story? Have you ever thought about a story?
I do have a story, but yeah, years later...
What's the story?
I don't want to, like, put it out there on the internet.
Why?
For someone to steal it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, when I do write it, like, years later, it's going to be used to torture high schoolers. It's like, I don't want to read...
Like, God book. Damn it, we gotta read Chris Scott's fucking book.
It's the hardest book.
Nice.
It doesn't make sense. Half of the way in is just babble. The rest of the way, there's no story. What? How is this culturally significant? What am I learning from this?
Yeah.
That would be my novel.
Brown Bear by Chris Scott.
Yeah. Publish me, Random House.
That's funny. I don't know. I never, you know, it's funny. A lot of the stuff you talk about is a lot of the same stuff that, like, I was into. I was just never, like, that committed to it. Like, when I'd watch wrestling, I'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, I could be a wrestler. I'd fucking kick ass at that. But, like, do I want to do that? You know, it's like I probably told you before, my cousin ran a little local wrestling thing here, got in the ring and all that stuff. I was like, yeah, this is really cool. But I was never like, fuck, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, being a comedian, I always felt like I would be great at that. I mean, that's all I do anyways, is just fucking joke all the time. But I was never like, oh, yeah, I want to be a stand-up comedian. So that's kind of how I went. I was just like, oh, I could do all of these different things. Now I'd be good at all of these different things. I was like, but none of them really stands out to me as, like, the one I want to do.
Well, also, when I was 7, I wanted to be a tap dancer. I don't know why.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
I don't know why. I didn't take any dance classes because, yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, did you have any influences? Like,
not really. I was just like...
Gregory Hines?
No, I think what it was I would see, like, in the media, like, you'll see a tap dancer do, like, a shtick or something, like, on TV. And I was like, that looks awesome. I want to be a tap dancer. Like, I like the sound of the clicking, too. So.
Click, click.
Click, click. No.
Call back.
I also, if they skip that episode, shame. I also just like the sound of the clicks. So could have been a dancer.
A little tiny dancer.
Hold me closer. Yeah, so there was that. About dreams, I guess that was it. Like, it went from actor to dancer to writer, teacher, then screenwriter, then teacher. That's where I landed.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I would have to say, if it was a dream, I would just say entertainment, not even specific. Like, that's what wrestling is, basically entertainment, comedian, yeah. Entertainment, actor. You know, I feel like I could have done that, entertainment. What I would probably be best at, probably if I was in, like, a fucking IT field, that would really be where I should be at.
Yeah. Was there... I know you've said that there wasn't really a thing that you, like, aspired... Was there ever anything where you're like, I want to do that, other than, like, the wrestling and the comedian? Like, any job where you're just kind of like, maybe I'll follow that into my... Do a career, you know, even though you hadn't actually done that?
Graphic design? Yeah. Oh. That would be it, yeah. I used to just play, and to me, I don't know, I guess that is different than IT, but it's always tied into computers, basically.
Right.
But, I used to design, like, business cards for people and, you know, little crap like that. Nothing real major back then, because it was, like, whatever computers we had back then, you know. But I could do whatever with the tools that were available at the time.
I went to school for graphic design right after high school. Went to Votech technical school. And I took the 2-year program in 1 year, did a whole day, because it was half day. Mm-hmm. And then I did the 2-year program in 1 year. And then part of their thing was placement. They were like, yeah, we'll try to get you a job. Well, I was the first one that got a job because she really liked me. She was like, hey, there's this camera shop. They're looking for someone to work in there. I showed him stuff you can do. He's really excited, you know, with your video editing and all the things, or the video, photo editing, all the stuff you can do. Why don't you go in for an interview? I went in. He was just like, yeah, you got the job. Like, it wasn't even an interview.
Right.
He was just like, you got the job. I was like, all right, this is an old man, Cliff's Camera Shop in Enid. I don't know if I should say that, because of how the story's going to end.
Just bleep that out.
But, I mean, it's a great shop. Honestly, it's a great shop. I don't know if it's still open even. But it was a great shop. But basically, I spent 2 weeks cleaning out his back room. And then he said, really don't have anything else for you. Paid me through the rest of the day. And that was it.
Nice.
See, part of me was afraid that this story was going to turn into Different Strokes Bike Shop story.
Oh, no. He didn't make me scream real loud into his ass or anything.
Yeah. Well, that actual episode, we all remember that Arnold just left his friend.
He just left his friend
to be molested. It was weird. Dark. Sorry. I always remember that about that episode. I remember the whole episode, just that Arnold just left. Just like, things were getting weird, and he was like, I'm out.
You're cool because I'm.
It's like, I'm gonna leave now. You can come with me, friend, but you don't have to. Which I feel like, unfortunately, that probably would be the type of friend that I would be.
I guarantee that's the kind of friend you would be.
Like, I would warn. I'd be like, you can come with me, but I'm not making you.
Here's the thing. I kind of feel like both of you guys would leave me in the bike shop to be molested by the guy.
Both
of you. But I guarantee I would be like, no, come on. We are leaving. This guy wants to touch you. I don't.
I would not.
Chris would totally avoid conflict. He would make sure that he gets out and he doesn't care about anybody else. I'm the type, nah, if somebody's fucking with my friends, we're fucking that dude up. We're not walking out the shop until he's laid on the ground just bloody.
I like to think that I would be that guy. It's like, oh, we're about to tear this bike shop up, but...
After I said that, I thought about that, because really it was down to the where Chris was like, I'm leaving if you want to come, because that's kind of your thing. It's like, you're grown.
Yeah. Like, you're a grown man. If you want to get molested, feel free to stay.
But I'm leaving.
I don't want to get molested. So.
No, I'm like, I'm most of the time just looking for a reason and just fucking tear into somebody. So that'd be like the one. Be like, I'm like, I always hope for those situations. It's like, never, like, I don't want to just beat people randomly. No,
but you
like,
do want to beat people.
Yeah, but not randomly. That doesn't like, so what I would like is like, if I'm walking down the street, and it's like, oh, look at this person just snatched somebody's purse or something like that. I'm fucking your shit up, dude.
So you want to be a vigilante. Like, yes. You want to be Batman.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey,
everybody wants to be Batman. You know, I want to be Batman.
Yeah, that's like, you know what? That's why, you know, hey, whatever. People fuck with my friends. Like, okay, people fuck with my family. You're giving me a reason to unleash rage on you. So why would I not?
I don't think I would be Arnold in that situation. I feel like I would be like...
Getting molested.
No, I wouldn't be getting molested. I would be...
There's nothing funny about getting molested.
There really isn't. We're talking about the episode Different Strokes. I mean, just Google it. It's kind of a funny episode. But in retrospect, if you look back on it, like, how it would even open, like, it had Mr. Drummond, the actor who played him.
But now that we've established there's nothing funny about being molested, what funny thing were you about to say about being molested?
Oh, no, I was just going to say I would try to get my friend out of that situation.
I don't know if that's true.
I would. I'd be like, this is a bad
As
scene.
As your friend.
I would be like, this is a bad scene. Let's leave.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't even be like, let's leave. Like, at no point...
Well, you have to think they're also kids.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess I could see that. Like, as
you're not a grown man.
I'm thinking, like, we're up here or something like that. Yeah, I'm like, wait, leave? Why would we leave? He's here. There's two of us and one of him. Let's fuck this dude up.
Meanwhile,
I'd well, like, if we're grown, leave. If we're grown men, that's more that we've now crossed into hate crime territory. He wants to have sex with you. Let's fuck him up.
I guess that is true. Molesting is different than having sex.
That's like, true. But when we're talking, I think it would go differently if it, if it was adults.
No, in my mind, I've got that episode playing in my mind with Arnold and his friend replaced with the three of us grown. Like,
well, okay, I'll be honest, haven't seen this episode of Different Strokes you're thinking about, but I immediately jumped to it's fucking huge movie, pop culture movie. Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, all movies are pop culture.
Travolta.
Pulp Fiction?
Die Hard, yeah. Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Die Hard.
Well, no, I couldn't remember. Bruce Willis, there you go. But yeah, when they're in the fucking shop or whatever, and then, you know, homeboy's got the fucking ball in his mouth, and they're all
like that. With the
That's what I jump to.
That's
I'm like,
not what I jump to at all.
See, I'm just like, oh, if that ever happened, like, dude, I'm about to fucking wreck shop on every one of y'all up in here. Just fucking... Oh.
See, I could see. Yeah, in that situation, yeah, definitely. Grab the samurai sword.
Later on, I would probably have to sit and think, like, I probably shouldn't have went that far. I could have beat him less, but in that moment, I just fucking beat you to nothing. Like,
no, but the funny thing, I guess, I was going to say is how the episode opened up, which was with Mr. Drummond being like, this is a very special episode of Different Strokes. Take the kids out the room. No, I'm paraphrasing. It was something like that. No, but that was a good episode. It's a good one. But No, there was something else that I was going to... Oh, no, I already said it. Yeah, tap dancer. Okay, yeah. Those are all my dreams on a platter. Those are dreams.
Nice. After the wrestler thing, I wanted to be an actor. I decided I wanted to be an actor. I was in a few plays. I was like, yeah, I could do this. It's always a call for a funny fat guy. Like, that's money right there. You're funny and fat. I mean, you know, that's money.
Yeah, hello,
right.
Kevin from The Office.
Right. It,
that's your that's best the example. Pull,
like fucking that fat, is funny the pull. What? No. No. How about Seth Rogen, Josh Gad, Chris Farley?
Okay, all of those are nice. I've been watching a lot of Office lately, okay. And yeah, so Kevin from The Office is the first one that I thought of. I love Kevin. I think he's funny.
That's funny, but no. Yeah, so I wanted to be an actor. You know. Being a handsome guy in Hollywood, you know, there's a lot of those. You know, you're in line with a bunch of people who look like you. Fat, funny guy, you know.
There's always people that look like you. Yeah,
there's less people like you who are willing to get up and make fools of themselves on camera. And pretty much everything has the fat, funny guy. You know, I may not ever be a leading man, you know, which has been proven false by the people I mentioned earlier. But, definitely, I could definitely do something. So that's what I want to do. And then, I don't know, just honestly, this is weird, but not even weird, but it feels fake for me to say. But honestly, it was Clerks that made me go, I want to do that. Like, for him, it was Slacker. Slacker was the movie mm-hmm. where he's like, if that's a movie, I could make a movie.
Right.
For me, it was Clerks. I loved it so much, but I was just like, If this movie that was made obviously so cheap and obviously just with, you know, no frills, just brain, can be so good, I can do this.
Right.
And so that's honestly where I was just like, I want to be a director. I want to be a filmmaker. I want to write and.
I forget what film it was that spurred the whole screenwriter thing, but. I remember thinking to myself when I wanted to really be a screenwriter, I want to create a world, a cast of characters, and I want to send them out and have them interact with each other and make decisions and do things. It sounds really weird to say that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want to build all of this. So that's kind of what I got.
What kind of movies do you want to write?
Usually they were comedies. I wanted to write comedies. I thought about suspense, but that's actually going more to with the novel that I kind of want to write. The idea I had for that was more of a suspense thing. Time travel suspense. See, I can't wait till we're done with the podcast. I don't want to talk about it now, but I mean, just in case, like, I don't want the idea to be out there. Like, someone's like, "That is a good idea. Well, let me take that and expand upon it."
I think there's little threat of that.
I know.
Just but kidding. Like, I don't know your idea. But no, it. What's interesting is that, like you say, you know, comedy. As far as what I want to write, like, and the screenplays I have written, because I've written a bunch of stuff, just because I can, and most of it's in like notebooks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of it's on the laptop that was stolen, like I had a
zombie
pilot, yeah. Like for a TV show before Walking Dead came out, and then it's true, I wrote it before Walking Dead came out, and then my laptop was stolen, and then Walking Dead came out, and I was like, well, apparently there's not really a market for that anyway anymore, because Walking Dead just destroyed that idea. Well, I mean, I guess the market is there, but it's been filled.
My guy friend is here. Hang on.
Your guy friend is here?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick pause.
Hey, hi. You're
podcasting. But you're coming in. And I know this is for Brooke, so I'm going to put this in her room later. This is Willie. Willie, this is...
Nice to meet you.
You've met.
sorry. So is the podcast about to change?
No, it's not about to change.
Are you about to become boyfriend Chris?
Keep talking.
Alright, so where was I? Oh yeah.
The screenplay
is written is that I've always tried to write drama, but as anything I write, it's probably gonna have a comedy in it. pretty much they end up being kind of funny, or at least funny to me, which is all you can really ask for. It's mm-hmm. all you can really write for.
Right.
See, it is changing. No, like, I'm right now.
He was saying, there's like, I have yeah. nothing to say because I was peeing during all this conversation.
Oh, so. Just the type of.
Did you flush stuff before?
I did, actually. I was wondering if you guys were going to catch that.
No. No. No, I just have words that I was saying and I forgot what I was saying.
It's all flabbergasted.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
You look nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm kind of cold. My hands are cold.
You have performance anxiety right now. God.
Okay.
So hold on. Okay. Your guy friend is in the room right now.
Yes.
Which I'm sure I've left into the podcast because I'm sure I didn't edit that out.
You did edit that out.
I'm sure I didn't.
Future.
We have bleeped out your name thus far. Do you want to introduce yourself, or would you rather your anonymity still be my tagged? Okay.
Hey, man, no internet radio show.
About everything right now.
So mystery guest is listening in, which is fine.
Yeah, we have our live guests. It's fine. Yeah. We have our first live.
It's live. Anything guests. Can happen. You never know.
Yes. I'm
trying to remember what I was talking about. I guess it's not really live, is it? Peed.
You're talking about your screenplay mostly.
Oh, just wanting to be, or Kevin Smith and inspiring me to, that's what I want to do. I don't remember what else I was saying on that subject. But yeah, I remember what I was saying. is that, that's something I've always wanted to do, and I kind of put it on the back burner going, yeah, I'm never going to be really be able to do that. But at work, I recently wrote a training video, and I'm going to get to direct it.
Yes. I'm excited.
That's really cool.
Congratulations.
Nice little, that are going to be seen by people. So
yeah.
It's
across the board. Yeah. The company. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited to work on this project. So those are my,
dreams.
My dreams. Yes.
Nice. 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 Nice.
One quick thing I want to talk about was.
Yes.
Oh yeah. What was it? The,
Neil Patrick Harris as
a show. Yeah. Oh, Hedwig.
And the Angry Inch. Yeah. That's, I just wanted to mention that because I'm excited.
Tell us about it.
What about it?
Neil Patrick Harris is going to play the lead, and they've released a few pictures
of him.
NPH. They've released a few photos, and he looks great. He looks really awesome. NPH. All right.
What is this? What are we talking about? What's the story? Clearly, I don't know it. Where is it from?
You choose.
Oh. Basically, it's a musical about a rock star, transgender rock star. How do I really describe this to make it appealing to Willie?
Oh, it's never going to be appealing to Willie. You've already said musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
but he's like, it's about a rock star and a young, like, an older rock star and a younger rock star. And it's been years since I saw the movie. I know Michael Pitt played the young rock star.
Yeah, John Cameron Mitchell was the writer in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really remember. I'm having difficulty with details on that.
Basically, the young rock star. What was his name?
It was something like. It was something. He had a name.
No, he had a name. he stole all of his ideas and stuff from Hedwig. Also, there's a whole lot.
So what? Young stars ripping off old stars? The story, basically.
Basically, and there's like a love love story situation between the rock stars and some. I don't know. It's,
all you need to know is Hedwig's
genitalia mutilation.
His sex change surgery got botched. His guardian angel fell asleep on the watch.
Is that what they say?
And now he has an angry inch.
Yeah. 6 inches forward, 5 inches back.
That's terrible.
So yeah, I'll.
I'm excited.
It's
about
it's gonna be on Broadway.
Yeah.
So I'm never gonna get to watch it. Probably.
No.
Well, people do record these things and put them on the internet.
Still happy for NPH.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen the pictures that you're discussing, so in a podcast medium,
it doesn't
just
work.
Discussing pictures
it doesn't
really work.
It doesn't translate very well.
Yeah, so now that it's gotten awkward, you kind of gotten a little bit awkward in the last 10 minutes or so.
I have not gotten awkward.
You stopped talking about things, like you just kind of are looking at us funny.
What?
What? What? I don't know. I said, you said something. I said, you said what? And looked at me like I was weird.
Okay, I guess. Well, you said something. I didn't hear it. So it was like, something. What?
I asked you what.
I asked you what. Okay.
Oh, God.
Are you two having a spat right now?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on right now. We're
having a who's on first situation, okay?
It's not. No, because that was funny. It's one of the funniest fucking bits in comedy. No, it's not. Who's on first?
Who's... Yeah, it doesn't... It's not funny. I'm not gonna... Yeah, it's not that funny. I don't think...
Oh, wow. I'm... Are you serious?
I really
don't. I guess that. I posted it on Facebook last year on opening day, and that was just yesterday, wasn't it? Opening day for the...
Did you post
it? I didn't post it this year. Yeah, I love Who's On First. That's one of, it's still
it's
one of
the funniest. It's just misunderstandings. It's just like a classic trope of like misunderstandings are funny. No,
it's the classic trope of misunderstandings.
I know it's like the first.
It's still hilarious. Like when I watch that, I still think that shit's funny. Mm. Who's On First? Mm. I don't think you've actually like...
No, it's like...
It, like enjoyed it. Like I don't think you've like watched it and understood it. Like if you... Or tell me right now it's not funny.
I'm not a 1920s kid with rickets who's like, who's on first? I don't know why rickets is the disease I went to, but...
Or, I don't...
I don't know.
This is falling apart. This whole thing is falling apart. Alright. So, do you have a recommends?
I do. I've been waiting for recommends.
Man, we're going to cut this one early. It's falling apart.
It's not falling apart. My Geekery Recommends is The Flop House. It's a podcast where they talk about... Listeners, you may not know this about me, but I like bad movies. Love them.
I know that I was going to say I know.
Everyone, listeners who are listening now knows that, yeah.
He also doesn't like good comedy, apparently.
I like great comedy. I just don't like Who's On First.
Well, then that's not true about you.
So, I will recommend The Flop House, where they just basically watch bad movies and they recap them, they talk about them, they make fun of them. Very similar to How Did This Get Made, but with guys who are less famous. It's funny to me, so that's my recommend.
Willie, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I recommend that people do nice things.
We recommend that in every podcast.
At the yeah, end. I just want to like put an emphasis on this one. An emphasis.
That's cheating. That's not a real... That's not a real
You know...
The doctor. You didn't do your homework.
Yeah. There's That's nothing fine. There That's that fine. I have to recommend.
Just take the goose egg. It's fine. Wait. Don't turn in your paper. I'd rather you not turn in anything than turn in...
Oh, I'm scribbling something and turn it in the last second.
What's your recommend?
My recommend is actually the About a Boy TV show.
Oh, yes. I forgot that.
Yeah, because I love the movie. I'm a huge fan of Nick Hornby. I thought that TV show was the worst idea. Like, I was like, why would they do that? Because it just seemed ridiculous to me. There's no reason to translate that. It works as a book. It works as a movie. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to translate, but it's extremely watchable. Like, it is very funny, and I actually highly enjoy it. I was pleasantly surprised by how much I enjoyed About a Boy TV show. I highly recommend it. You should check
about
it out.
Boy. I don't know why I always think, when I think of About a Boy, I think of Vanessa Carlton. I don't know why. I just always do. Specifically, I think about that song, the Making My Way Downtown song.
That's weird.
Okay.
Is there in any way...
There's no correlation. I mean, I think of A Walk to Remember, and I think of About a Boy, and then I think of Vanessa Carlton.
Right? He knows. Like this. I like this guy.
I don't think... Okay, maybe it's...
Our mystery guest is right. He, no. You,
When you think about a boy, how can you not think about that horrible song that he's rapping to with his headphones on, he's walking down the hallway, and he's singing that horrible...
Right.
That makes more sense.
It does.
But the way that my brain works... It's not... I did it in the wrong order. Okay, let me do it in the other order. Okay.
But when I think about boys... I don't know if there's an order where that's going to work.
You think about Keanu Reeves.
No.
When then you think about boys.
No.
That actually makes more sense. So, when I think about a boy, I think about A Walk to Remember because of the A. and then I think about that song when I said home.
Okay. It's like when I think of A Walk to Remember, I think walk hard because walk.
Because right. That's
better. It's better than I think
A is like the worst word to use. That's like
I think of the Z. Whenever I think of
more. Ego there too.
Oh no, that was it. A Walk to Remember, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was it's more like I think of when I think of the thing. I also think of the Sandlot because of the.
I can't help it. I literally can't. It's just like I told you the story. The movie Candyman. The first time I ever watched it, we had to leave halfway through it. Had to pile in the car and go somewhere. On the radio, they were playing Ooh Child.
Right.
That song. And that movie stayed with me for a while because it scared my pants off.
Right.
So whenever I hear the song Ooh Child, things are going to get easier. It would scare me a little bit because I would have correlations of that song with Candyman.
That makes sense, though.
No, my other thing makes sense, too.
Oh, wow. That's
it makes perfect sense. Listeners,
is that song in A Walk to Remember?
Making My Way Downtown, walking fast. Isn't it? I think it is.
My ex-fiance had that soundtrack and listened to it on loop, and I don't remember that being on the...
Making My Way Downtown, walking fast.
What was the point he made?
A Walk. He was thinking of A Walk.
I was thinking of A Walk to Remember, the horrible Keanu Reeves movie about the grapes.
No, that's A Walk in the Clouds.
A Walk in the Clouds, yes. Yeah,
but A Walk to Remember was the Mandy Moore one.
The horrible Mandy Moore movie.
Right. Which was a great Mandy Moore movie.
I don't know that it had... I did have that song in it.
It might not have, actually.
There's only been one great Mandy Moore movie, and that was Saved.
I did like that
Saved movie. Saved is awesome.
Yes.
Also, Tangled is good.
I didn't see Tangled.
That's good.
But yes,
Saved was awesome.
Saved was really good. Was it Mandy Moore? No, that was Vitamin C. Never mind. Oh, I was going to say... No. In my brain, I was thinking it was many more in the original Hairspray, and I thought, no, that's Cuckoo Bananas crazy. But yeah, that was Ricky Lake, but then also her nemesis, Colleen Fitzpatrick, is Vitamin C, the recording artist.
When was the original Hairspray made?
Like Mandy Moore has a nemesis?
No. Right, Ricky Lake's nemesis.
Isn't Vitamin C like someone that was young in our time?
Colleen Fitzpatrick.
Mandy Moore is someone who is young in our time.
She wasn't in Hairspray. I thought, that's why I said, that's crazy. Ricky Lake.
Oh, okay.
Ricky Lake's nemesis in Hairspray was Colleen Fitzpatrick, who is Vitamin C, the recording artist, who did that horrible song, the high school graduation song that
everyone played. I know who you're talking about when you say Vitamin C, but I still feel like she would have been closer to like a Mandy Moore's age, which should have been like an infant whenever Hairspray came out, right?
She was in that movie. She was in it.
That's wild.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, we need facts on this.
IMDb. This is not going well for...
It hasn't been going well for a long time.
Yes, it has.
Why? We could have finished.
Hairspray. Oh, not that one. Not the musical.
Can we get to Kathleen Turner and Pussy Willow? Can we get there from Hairspray?
We can get there from Hairspray. Colleen Fitzpatrick, Amber Von Tussel, Hairspray.
You started saying that like you're proving a point.
Here's my question. Is this like when Shanice was arguing with me the other day about how Glenn from The Walking Dead is the kid from the Indiana Jones movie?
Was she arguing with that? Because it's not true.
I know. I told her that was not true, and she's like, no. Yes, it is. And yeah, we got into an argument. I was like, all right, get on the internet and look it up and find it for me.
Because
he would have been a... there's no way. That kid in the Indiana Jones movie is like an old man now.
Right. Well, there's to be fair to her, there is a meme going around.
I know.
That says that, and it's wrong, and I hate it, and every time someone posts it, I says, nope.
Right, but to not be fair to her, if you only use your brain just a little bit and look at that meme, you know it's not true.
Vitamin C singer, which Wikipedia just stopped. God damn it. Colleen Ann Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, she was born in 72. So how old
is she? Hairspray came out in 88. So she was in Hairspray.
So she was like, what? How old? She was born in 72. It came out in 88? 16.
Yeah.
So boom. How old? Hold on. So that
she's
was in 44 what year?
Now.
88.
Holy
Vitamin C, y'all.
Don't question me ever.
That's crazy.
I was originally just questioning Mandy Moore and why you thought that that was even a possibility.
That's what I said. I'm still really surprised that that's the case. Like I said, I thought she was like a Mandy Moore's age when we were growing up, which was close to our age.
I like how you said a Mandy Moore's age. I thought she was a Mandy Moore's age. Like a typical Mandy Moore.
Right.
it was funny to me. I'm sorry. Just humor me, please.
There's probably more than one Mandy Moore.
There probably is.
I'm Mandy. Positive there is.
People in the 90s, I'm sure, name their kids Mandy all the time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, gentle listeners, I'm sorry for the last like 20 minutes of this podcast. I hope it was at least entertaining for you. You guys have anything else before we sign off?
No.
For the geekery, I'm Matt.
I'm Chris.
I'm Willie.
Please make the world a better place.
Okay, I knew you were going to do that. But yes, having tea. Tea is good right now.
Where's your wine?
I know. I'm doing this new thing where it's tea instead of wine.
Great, so now you're going to have to pee every 5 minutes.
Not really. Maybe.
Is that green tea?
No, actually. It's honey, vanilla, chamomile. I have green tea. Would you like some green tea?
No, I'm fine. Just know that green tea will run through a person.
Oh, yes. This is a good, just herbal, which same kind of goes with herbal teas. It's not a mate tea, though, so that's good. Okay.
Do you just, like, get off on, on making a pretentious reference that you know no one else is going to get?
That's not pretentious.
It will, I mean, I don't know, in a room full of tea connoisseurs, sure, that's maybe not pretentious, but when you know we're not going to have any fucking clue what you're talking about.
That's true.
And you say it without explanation.
A mate tea is an herbal also, but it's more of a caffeinated herbal. It's like an herbal tea, but it also has caffeine in it. More floral. Anyway, yeah. So, sorry. Yeah, I can't do that. It's too hot. It's too hot to actually do that. Everyone knows that feels good. Like, just the act of doing that, like, clutching, like, a warm beverage up to you.
Just breathing it in.
Especially if you're sick and it's a peppermint tea. Ugh, nothing better.